Well, thankfully, the power outages from the summer storms are a memory now, not a distant one, of course, especially if you're starting to tally up the cost of all those days suffering without lights and air conditioning. Joining us now, Kimberly Palmer, the Alpha Consumer blogger at U.S. News & World Report. Well, Kim, of course, for many of us who lost power for days, we weren't paying for electricity all that time, but that's not nearly what we're talking about when it comes to the cost.
That's right. We might have had some small savings from that. But the cost of your power going out can really add up. Of course, the most obvious is food. A lot of us had to throw away everything that was in our fridge, our freezer. And then some people did book hotel rooms. So the cost of that housing for that time that your own house is just impossible to live in, that's really one of the most expensive costs for people.
And I know a lot of us around here spent several days in the dark. You were one of those people. Have you started to tally up how much it cost for you?
I did. So I went 6 days without power, and luckily we did have some friends in the area, so we could skip the hotel costs, stay with them, but we threw out everything in our fridge and freezer, and I added it up. It cost about $200 to replace all of that.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I'll bet a lot of people are now starting to think about how to prepare for the next storm, because many of us have lost power several times through the years. It seems like any time a major storm comes through the D.C. area, it knocks the power out for days on end. So what should we be thinking about in terms of preparing for the next time?
Well, one of the most important things you can do in advance is to know where you would go, where you would sleep if your own house becomes a place you can no longer stay in. So, for example, if you do have close friends in the area, maybe you can arrange with them that you can trade off. If one of you has to leave your house, then can go to the other person. Also, having a list of affordable nearby hotels can be really useful, because when you have no power, no wireless connection, it's hard to search for the best deal and even to find an opening in a local hotel. So having that list ahead of time, you can call quickly and try to make a reservation as soon as possible. So that's useful. And then also stocking up on food that does not go bad. So things like rice cakes, peanut butter, granola bars, dried fruits. Because if you have to suddenly buy a lot of takeout, go out to dinner for those days your power is out, the cost of that adds up pretty quickly.
And of course, a lot of us learned that when the power goes out, often the ATM machines are dark, credit card readers don't work, so many things we rely on that require electricity, which begs the question, should we be leaving cash on hand?
Yes. So having an emergency kit in your home that includes cash, so you can still purchase things if you need to, if the ATMs are not working, that is something that is really valuable to have. In that emergency kit, you should also think about having extra pairs of clean clothes for all your family members, because, of course, no one could do laundry during that time. And then also items like first aid kits, any kind of pain relief medication or other medication you might really need. And because if you have to suddenly leave your home, for example, you can take that emergency kit with you. You'll have those extra clothes. You'll have the medication you need. You don't always have a lot of time to pack when you have to leave really quickly.
Now, you also recommend having extra copies of certain documents on hand. Why is that so important? And what documents should we be thinking about?
That's right. This is most important when you're in a situation like a fire or a flood, when your own house could sustain a lot of damage and you're going to be leaving and don't know when or if you can come back. You want to make sure you have insurance documents. That's very important because, of course, you'll probably be filing claims with your insurance company. Also, having marriage documents, birth certificates, those kinds of family certificates that you absolutely wouldn't want to risk sacrificing in a flood or a fire. And then also things like your contact information for friends and family, family members' identification, those kinds of key documents that would be really difficult to replace. And you also might need them if you're traveling and on the road.
All right. Well, now that it's been nearly a week since just about everybody's power's come back on, we've given you some more food for thought. Thanks as always, Kim.
Thank you, Nathan.
Kimberly Palmer writes the Alpha Consumer blog at U.S. News & World Report, and she's author of the book Generation Earn, The Young Professional's Guide to Spending, Investing, and Giving Back.